We begin our service today with the lovely hymn, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love. Come to our wonderful and faithful God in prayer. Let us pray. God, the only God, our God, the wonderful God. Oh Lord, we come to praise you. We come to give you our thanks. We come to offer our lives once again in your service. Lord, may the way we serve you show how much we love you and how much we thank you. And may you be praised and may you receive the glory through all that you do in us, your faithful servants. We pray for peace throughout the world. And we pray, Lord, concerning the COVID situation. Pray for all countries, and Lord, as we hear about the situation in China, we pray for them, Lord. But Lord, we pray that there will be an end to all of this terrible things that are happening, this terrible disease. Lord, we thank you for all the people that are seeking to serve people in need. Lord, we know that several people have been vaccinated concerning the virus, and we thank you for that. And we thank you for all the people that are working for an end to all that this virus brings. So, Lord, would you help us? Would you help us as nations? Would you help us as people, that we might do what we know to be right to help defeat this particular terror? Lord, we thank you for all that's happening that's good in your world. We thank you for the many people that are missionaries and are going from one country to another to share the truth of the gospel. Keep them safe, Lord, and work through them, we pray. We pray for your church, Lord, throughout the world. We pray for your church in our country. Lord, it's easy for churches to find problems within their fellowships. Some of these problems, Lord, with your help, we can tackle. But others, Lord, seem to be out of our ability. And so, Lord, we pray that we as believers, we as your servants, may learn how to serve you in a way that will stop any sense of lack of unity, any sense of division, and all the things that can and does spoil your church. If we are a fellowship of believers, Lord, and that's what we claim to be, help us that we might truly love each other, that we might be willing to forgive. You are a wonderful forgiving God. But Lord, sometimes we are slow to forgive. Sometimes we hold things against people. Lord, help us that we might live following the very example of Jesus, who showed love, who showed forgiveness, who showed unity, and who was and is peace. May we experience that peace more and more, and may we, Lord, be a people that is united, that is loving, that is ready to serve others, a people that is forgiving, a people that's willing to work hard so that your church may prosper. So, Lord, be with our family and friends. Be with all the things that we are hoping to do. May we accomplish all that is right. May your will be done in and through us, your people. And, Lord, above all, may we truly show the love that we've received from Jesus. May we show that love in our lives to others. So, Lord, have your way in our life. Be with our families, be with our friends, be with our loved ones. Be with those that we find it difficult to be with. Lord, help us that we might be good examples of servants in your service. So, Lord, may we know the peace that passes all understanding, and may we shine as lights for you in this dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This morning's reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. and is headed Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Amen.
And after the reading, we have the wonderful hymn, "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations," and that is our responsibility.
Thank you.
the title of the message today, The Saviour Who Seeks the Lost. For the introduction, I want to introduce to you a man who Jesus met. That man's name was Zacchaeus, and that means the righteous one. But as a supervisor of tax collectors, he was not really living up to his name. Though Zacchaeus was a renegade in the eyes of the Jews, he was a precious lost sinner to Jesus. And it's interesting to see the changes that he experienced that day, all because Jesus visited Jericho. So number one, I want to introduce you to a man who became a child, Zacchaeus. In the East, it is unusual for a man to run, especially a government official. Yet Zacchaeus ran down the street like a little boy following a parable, and even climbed a tree. It has been said that curiosity and simplicity are a sort of preparation for faith. It was very true that Zacchaeus had seen Jesus. He'd heard about what was happening. He wanted to know more. And he realized that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. You know, perhaps it's pride that keeps many successful people from trusting Jesus. Secondly, he is a seeking man who became found. Zacchaeus, though he was seeking Jesus, Jesus was rarely seeking him. By the nature, the lost sinner does not seek the Saviour. Here, Jesus was ministering on earth. He sought out the lost, and today, the Holy Spirit, through the Church, is also searching out lost sinners. Number three, this small man became big. Zacchaeus was small in stature, but that was not his fault. But in a spiritual sense, one of little stature. Romans 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The tragedy is, many lost sinners think that they are big. They measure themselves by man's standard. How much money, what position, the authority, their popularity. They think they have everything when really they have nothing. Zacchaeus trusted Jesus and became a true son of Abraham. Meaning, of course, a child of faith. This is as big as you can really get to become a believer in Jesus. And then fourthly, a poor man became rich. The people thought Zacchaeus was rich, yet firstly, he was bankrupt. He was a bankrupt sinner who needed God to receive God's gift of eternal life. That was the gift of God, and he needed to receive it. Zacchaeus was not saved because he promised to do good works on her. He was saved because he responded by faith and trusted Jesus. Hence he became truly rich, rich in spiritual terms, receiving the riches of God's blessing. And then fifthly and finally, the host became the guest. Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' house, and Zacchaeus received him joyfully. You see, Zacchaeus became the guest in his own house, for Jesus was now his master. He was ready to obey the Lord and to do whatever he could for Jesus, especially telling others about Jesus and the gift of salvation. When a day begins, we never know how it will end. For Zacchaeus, that day ended in joyful fellowship with the Son of God, because he became a changed man with a new life. So let us never forget, Jesus is still seeking the lost, and we can and we must help him by sharing his love with others. Zacchaeus became a new man. He was enthusiastic to share the truth of Jesus and his love with others. Do we share that enthusiasm? Do we share that desire? Have we really got a burden for the lost? Because if so, we need to help them to know that Jesus is seeking them. Jesus is seeking the lost like he has sought us. We came to him, and there are many more that are yet to come to him. But we need to share that truth with others. So may we be loyal servants of Jesus. May we be his ambassadors. May we share the truth of the gospel with as many, many people as we can, so that they will become poor in the world's sense, but rich spiritually, for they will inherit a new, eternal and wonderful life. God bless you all. Amen. Now we're going to sing the final song, Go Forth and Tell. And there's the challenge. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May we all know the peace of God. May we all fulfill the commission that is given to us to go and tell others of Jesus, his sacrifice, and his love. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, be with us and all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.